But really, one of the key and unique aspects of carve-out transactions and diligence and preparing for a carve-out is addressing whether or not there will be carve-out financials. Lance, did you want to talk about that?
Sure. So carve-out financials really, from my perspective, are the nuts and bolts of a carve-out deal. And really, it's what drives not only a lot of the process for buying and selling, but also a lot of the contracting that goes on and actually papering a deal. If you take a step back and think about how a carve-out transaction can come to be, it's not, you know, revelatory. That's really one of two ways. Either A, on the sell side, a corporate seller and its board are making a determination to divest non-core, non-strategic, or underperforming assets, and they're going through a process to evaluate that. It's going to involve bringing in bankers and accountants and counsel, and early on, making determination about how they're going to run that process. But on the other side, it is becoming certainly more frequent with the volume of private equity dry powder and what corporate strategics are looking to do, and particularly with the financing markets the way they've been, you know, buyers are knocking on sellers' doors, particularly in a private equity context, and saying, "Hi, you know, we like your business, we like these assets, we like your management team. Let's have a conversation about how we can, you know, pull those things apart." And really, the financials that underpin that transaction are going to be, the determinative points about price and structure. Including how the parties ultimately decide to contract the deal with liabilities transferring, et cetera. I think the key point is that this is really the impetus on the sellers to prepare these carve-out financials because, in our experience, a great way to leave money and risk on the table is to have a collaborative process with a buyer about developing what your business earns. But if you accept the premise early on that most carve-out businesses are really just sort of an amalgamation of assets, people, and contracts, and oftentimes don't operate with independent financial statements that roll up into, or that are standalone in nature.